Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going, and if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006. Well, look for hog futures open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and steady appreciating carcass value. The cattle complex also seems ready to open on a firm basis thanks to residual buying and recent feedlot sales. Now, nearly all cattle market watchers and participants are prepared for a typically slow day today. Neither bids nor asking prices likely to be well designed. Our guess is that asking prices will start about $126 to $128 in our part of the country, $200 and higher in the north. The great discount of spot June makes it tough, both in terms of basis strength and general psychology, for feedlot managers to dig in their heels with higher asking prices. Now, the hog buyers should resume procurement chore Tuesday with bids steady to a dollar higher. This week's slaughter could be somewhat smaller than last week, but possibly not below 2.12 million head. Lean futures are likely to sport a firm undertone in the early rounds today, supported by technical buying and positive fundamentals. Now onto the grains. The soybeans did close higher yesterday with the lead May contract posting the highest close for a lead month since last summer, as strong gains in soybean meal helped push contracts higher. Corn firmed late to close mostly unchanged in old crop months yesterday with a little higher in new crop ones, and the soft red winter wheat gained support late into the close, narrowly mixed, while hard red winter wheat stayed lower as more beneficial rain moves through the plains this week. Again, the wheat markets closed mixed yesterday. Kansas City's hard red winter lower as more rain should help that crop. Soft red winter contracts were narrowly mixed and the spring wheat was higher. The corn scratched back from early losses yesterday to finish unchanged in nearby months as the market continues to get support from no deliveries, delayed planting, and worries about Brazil's corn crop. We're going to have a complete check on all your futures coming up in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Now, here are the futures. This is at the close on Monday. These are the Monday settlements. Live cattle for June was up 87 cents, 115.80. August up 130 at 113.72. May feeder cattle up a dollar at 141.42. And the August feeder cattle up 112 at 141.50. May hogs up 52 at 78.42. And the June was up a dollar at 82.70. Now, the grain closes yesterday. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 4.25 cents, 461. July down 4.25 at 474.25. July wheat, Chicago was down 3/4 at 487.75. And the September was up a quarter penny at 498.5. July corn unchanged at 391.75 yesterday. And September up a half penny yesterday at 392.25. July soybeans up 14 cents at 1043.75. August was up 13.5 at 1044. On the cotton futures, the May down 333 at 61.02. July is down 5 cents, 64.32. June crude oil down 38, 44.41. July is down 35 at 45.13.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.